بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين واسمع دعائي إذا دعوتك واسمع ندائي إذا ناديتك وأقبل علي إذا ناجيتك. السلام عليكم. Respond to me, to my prayer, when I pray to you. Listen to my call when I call you, and turn to me when I make my submission to you in confidence. After salawat, we say in this dua, in munajat, oh my God, my Allah, listen to my dua. I spoke why we ask Allah to listen to us, why we ask Allah to hear our dua. And we explained about it in previous session. So now there are three terms which we must talk about it, and we find out the meaning of these three terms. One is dua. What is the meaning of dua? Second is nida. Wasma' nida'i. What is the meaning of nida? The third one is najwa. Wa aqbil alayya idha najaytuk. Najwa. The first one is dua. Dua has a common and general concept and meaning which covers every calling upon everybody with any language, loudly or slowly. You know him or you don't know him. He's close to you or not. You ask something and request something from him or not. This is dua, which has a very wide meaning and also general concept. This is dua. The man you call upon him, you know him or not? Is a stranger to you or not? However you call upon him, this is dua. The second term is nida. Actually, the meaning of nida is that when you shout him, this is nida. Although you want to get something and you are requesting something or not, this is nida. You want to reach and send your message to anybody or not, only you want to shout him, this is nida. First and sometimes, only you want to shout him, you want to make yourself empty, you start to shout without requesting anything, without asking anything, only you want to make yourself empty because you have a lot of trouble or problem and you have a lot of things in your mind, in your heart. You want to make your heart empty. So you are shouting. This is nida. The third one is najwa. Najwa is that the talking between two persons, which one of them is lover person and the second one is loved person. Mutual talking is called najwa or munajat, which there is no any door for third one. Nobody else can hear them. Nobody else can listen to them. This is munajat. When you love somebody and you speak with him slowly, carefully, without any raising of your voice, this is munajat. So there is no any door for third one. Nobody can have any interfere between lower person and loved person. This is munajat. And sometimes, according to riwayat and according to ahadith, sometimes Allah will do munajat to us. He doesn't want anybody else to know what Allah speaks with us. Sometimes we do munajat to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, especially in the night when all eyes are sleeping and are clouds. We do our munajat to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the munajat, the aim of the munajat, the goal of the munajat, O Najwa, is only speaking. You like him. You want to speak with him. You don't ask anything. You don't have any request. Only you like to speak with him. Look at a lot of dua and munajat from A'imma alayhim as-salam. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "Oh my God, if you put me in the well, in the fire, and you burn me by your fire, never the love of you goes out from my heart. If you do to me such, never I leave you. All the time I will be with you." So in this dua and in this munajat, we will not ask anything from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We will not request him anything. Only we want to talk to him. This is munajat. So when we understood the difference between dua and nida and munajat, we will find out why Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the first, he said, "Oh my God, wasma' du'ani." First, listen to my dua. Secondly, he said, "Oh, listen to my nida." Thirdly, he said, "Wa'aqbil ilayya idha najaytuk." And turn to me, come to me, when I do munajat to you. Let me give you an example. When you address somebody, when in your presence or when in absent, actually if somebody absent, you can't address him, you can't speak with him. But if he is in your presence, you speak with him. Now let's go to our salat. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah. Is he present or absent? Because Allah is the name. As a third person, as an absent. So we say Alhamdulillah. Hamd to Allah. Who is Allah? Is Rabbul Alameen. Oh, does he have any other attribute? Yes. Ar-Rahman. Oh, really? Is it Rahman? No, it's not only Rahman. It's Rahim also. Oh, is it Rahim? He's not only Rahim, but he's the owner of everything. Malik Yawm al-Din. When you speak to Allah and you praise to Allah, which is absent, because that the name is a third person, isn't it? And the absent. It becomes familiar to you. And it seems you see him in your presence, you jump and you change your speaking to khitab. And you address him. Say, Iyyaka na'bud. Although up to here, you were saying, "Oh, He is my God. He is Rahman. He is Rahim. He is Rabb al-Alameen. He is Malik Yawm al-Din. Suddenly, you jump and you address him. Why you address him? Because, yes, although he's absent, and I was speaking in address way, in absent way to him, but now I see him in my presence. I realize him. Because he's a Rahman, he's a Rahim. I go suddenly, directly towards him, and I address him. I say, Iyyaka na'bud. Only you I'll worship. And Iyyaka nasta'in. Only you I will seek help. Here also it is the same. First, we ask Allah, oh my God, tasma' du'a'i. Listen to my dua. What is dua? Dua means you are far from Allah. You are not close from to Allah. You don't know how you should speak to Allah. You don't know which language you must use it. You don't know which you ask, what you ask from Him. You don't know by which, I don't know by which language, by which heart and mind I must speak to Him. And I don't know who is He. Because in dua, the dua is either the person we call him, you know him or not. I don't know who is Allah. When I understood that the person which I'm calling him and I do dua to him, I don't know him. I'm very far from him. I'm not close to him. I'm starting to shout him. Why? واسمع ندائي ندائي shouting. Why? I have a lot of problems anxiously in my heart. My heart is closed. It's very bad. I start shouting. I make myself empty. When I become empty person, I do the munajat to him. Because I see he's very close to me. Because I left everything behind myself. I don't have any problem. I shout. I make myself empty without asking anything from my God. Without requesting anything from him. But I shout. Oh, who am I? Sometimes, maybe you heard about Sayyid Hujjatul Islam in Isfahan. He has a mosque. The mosque, the name of the mosque is Masjid al-Sayyid. Say his name. He, at that time, he was like governor of the Isfahan. He built that mosque. And the laborers, and the masons, and the carpenter, they were coming to him and they were getting their reward. Their money. And he was putting his hand under his place and bringing out whatever was in his hand, he was giving to the people. So somebody came to him and he wanted to test him. He didn't work. But in the evening time, he made himself dirty and he came to him. Whenever Sayyid tried to give him anything, nothing came to his hand. So he told the man, please sorry, today you didn't wake. He realized Sayyid gives money from some place else, is not from this world. They asked his servant, how is Sayyid? He said, I don't know why the people are respecting this Sayyid. They asked him, how? He said, because this Sayyid is madman. I said, how is madman? He said, in the midnight, he's coming out from his room and he's beating himself and he's shouting at himself. And you say, who are you? Who are you? Why you do so? Why you do so? They said, you don't know. You don't know. This was the situation of Sayyid. Every night, in the midnight, before he's doing his nafila, he was coming out from his room and he was beating himself, bye-bye. What I'm doing here? So this is nida, to make yourself empty from everything. So, because of that, Imam Ali alayhi salam in the beginning say, oh my God, isma means listen, dua. After that he says, wasma, also listen, my nida. Thirdly, Imam doesn't say, isma, listen. No, he says, come to me, because now I'm close to you. I'm not far from you. Wa aqbil, come to me. Oh, and turn to me when I do munajat to you. Because munajat needs closeness. You must be close to him, so you can speak with him. You can do your munajat to him, loudly speaking. Louder person with loud persons. This is the munajat. Okay. But now you get close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You speak with him like louder and loud person. What you ask from him? What is your request? In the beginning, you don't have any request. This is the type of respect. Oh my God. فَقَدْ هَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I have come running to you. You want to say, oh my God, I left everything behind myself. Behind myself. I have come running to you. Maybe you heard about the situation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam when he came to Ali ibn al-Akbar. When they are reciting Marfiya, they say he came to Ali Akbar. He couldn't take him to tenant, isn't it? He left him and he called the young of Bani Hashim, comes and help him to take him to tenant. But this is not true. Imam alayhi salam came to Ali ibn al-Akbar. Everybody loves his son. Which son? Is a similar son to Prophet. He was like Prophet in morality, in everything, even in physicality. His hat gets Imam towards his son. Imam stand up and he left his son. He said, I can't have in my heart two loud person. You and my God. I must leave one. So he left Ali ibn al-Akbar and turned back towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he asked other people, come and take him back. It's not he couldn't. How he couldn't? Take Ali ibn al-Akbar back. Although you heard about situation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam after the martyrdom of Ali ibn al-Akbar, how he was fighting and how he was killing them. No, he wasn't weak. He didn't want to take Ali ibn al-Akbar because he didn't want his hat goes towards Ali ibn al-Akbar. So when we want to do munajat to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we say, oh my God, I have come running. I have come running to you. فَقَدْ هَرِبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. When we use running, because هَرِبَ means running, going very fast. When we running, in two times. One if we have enemy, we are running because we want to avoid ourselves from enemy. This is first. Secondly, when we want to get something very quickly, very soon, isn't it? Now it's the time of Salat. You are 5 minutes fast. No, it's not time. You are far from mosque. You want to get sawab of Salat al-Jama'ah, isn't it? You are running. Oh, they announce that at that place they are sharing or they are giving to everybody one computer, laptop computer. So you are running towards the Salat. This is running to get laptop, isn't it? Now, in both reasons, for two reasons, we say, oh my God, لَقَدْ هَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I have come running to you. First, because I have enemies. Second, I got my best. I could get you, which I can't get anybody else than you. لَقَدْ هَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I have come running to you. I have a lot of enemies. Who are our enemies? There are a lot. Actually, as you know, when we say enemies, we don't mean physical enemies, like some people. No. Spirituality enemies. We have a lot. Oh my God, I was in desert. And in this desert, there are a lot of animals. Fox, lion, so and so. They want to beat me. They want to kill me. لَقَدْ هَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I'm coming towards to you. I'm coming to you. Who are my enemies? First, Prophet ﷺ said, your best enemy, oh, most enemy of you is your soul. أَعْدَى عَدُوِّكْ أَعْدَى عَدُوِّكْ. Your enemy is your soul, your desires. Sometimes we have enemy from outside. You take care of him. He should not come to your house. You will use security system. Whenever he wants to come, you watch. And there is alarm. You can avoid him from yourself. But if your enemy in your house, how you can do? Why we say Imam Hassan alayhi salam was mazloom? Because his enemy was in his house. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he was fighting his enemy. But Imam Hassan alayhi salam couldn't fight his enemy, which is his wife. But the rest of this, to have enemy in your sight, in your body, in your soul. Because of that, Prophet said, أَعْدَى عَدُوِّكَ نَفْسُكَ الَّتِي بَيْنَ جَنْبَيْكَ. Your soul which is inside of you, between your two sides. How we can avoid ourselves from this nafs and from his desires? It's difficult. Up to now I couldn't avoid myself from him. Whenever he wants to get something from me, very quickly will get it from me. He has control over me. I don't have any control over my nafs, over my soul. I don't know what I should do. This is our first enemy. Our second enemy, which we are running from it, him towards Allah, is Shaitan. Shaitan. He's swear by God. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ. Look at this surah, this qasam. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ. I swear by your dignity. لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَئِينَ. I will put all of them in wrong way. I will put all of them in wrong way, he said. And he fulfilled his promise. Somebody saw Shaitan in his dream and said, oh, yo Shaitan, where are you? One hour ulama, very big, great ulama, alim. He wrote one book, 1,000 pages, and explained about your path, your way. Sorry. He said, I ordered him to write it. I asked him to put it down. I asked him to write it. Even if you write something against Shaitan, maybe he asked you to write it. It's difficult, actually, for myself, to avoid myself from Shaitan. This is second enemy. The third enemy is أولادكم. Your children. إِنَّمَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ. Fitness. Majority of the time, we will buy hell and fire for ourselves because our children. Please, if you want to go, somebody wants to say, if you want to go to fire, to Jahim, go to Jahim for yourself. Why you want to go to Jahim, to Nar, to fire, because other people? Why? Yesterday, somebody was narrating for me. A Muslim. He wrote his wasiya. When he died, they should burn him. Why? Because the burial and the bury him and make him in kafan and bury him is difficult, is expensive. Ask him. Has he money or not? Is rich man or not? He said, yes, he's a rich man. That's because he wants his money for his children. Yes. He wants to go to there to fire because of his children. Everybody in his way, please, we must know how we will lose our faith, how we lose our iman because our children. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala several times in Holy Quran says, إِنَّمَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ. The fourth enemy, which is very important for some people, but it's not for you, أَمْوَالُنَا, our property, our money, our account. This is also enemy, prevents us to go towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, prevents us to do our wajib, to go to Hajj, it is wajib for us actually, I'm not saying for mustahab. To go to Salah and to do so and so. I think it's not necessary to say. So, in conclusion, first, we have a lot of enemies. Because of them, we are running towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Why? Because we cannot avoid ourselves from them, we must go to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Because we don't want them to take our faith, our iman. Because we don't want to lose our iman, our Islam, our faith. This is first. Second, actually, by ourselves, we can't avoid them from ourselves. What we should do? We should go to powerful man, person. We should go to the person who can help us. We should go to the safe place, safe box, and we should put ourselves on that safe box. If we want to go to safe box, and if we want to go to safe person, which is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we must avoid ourselves from our desires. We must leave all our desires and to be alone and go towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Okay. لقد هربت إليك. Oh my God, I have come running towards you. So Allah will ask me, what ask us? What do you do now? ووقفت بين يديك. I'm standing before you. I'm standing before you. I'm standing before you means I don't have any choice. I left everything. I submit myself to you. I don't have any will. I don't have any choice. I don't have any wish. I submit myself to you. Like dead body. You submit it to the man to wash it. He doesn't have any will. He doesn't have any wish. He doesn't have anything. Only the man who washes him, he will change him. So we say, وَقَدْ وَقَفْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ. Oh my God, I'm standing before you. How you stand before me? You raise your head? No, never. I'm not raising my head. But what I do, مُسْتَكِينًا لَكْ, empowering you in humility, humbleness, مُسْتَكِينًا لَكْ, مُتَضَرَّعًا إِلَيْكْ. What do you want? رَاجِيًا لِمَا ثَوَابِ لَدَيْكْ, and hoping to you to get the reward from you. All of me is hope to get from you. Nobody else than you can help me. This is the position of submissiveness which we offer, we present ourselves to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So sometimes we present ourselves to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but unfortunately we are shameful of what we have done and what we have left in our life. So we can't speak, we can't say anything. Look at this dua, munajat. Allahumma in kanat dhunubi qad akhlaqat wajhi indak. Allahumma, oh my God, my Allah, in kanat dhunubi, if my sins qad akhlaqat wajhi indak, spoil my face, my honor in you, with you. وَحَجَبَتْ دُعَائِي أَنْكِ, and prevented my dua from you. وَحَالَتْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكِ, and separated me from you. وَإِنْ كَانَكْ قَدْ مَنَأَتْ أَنْ تَرْفَأَ لِي إِلَيْكَ صَوْتًا. Oh my God, my sin prevent my voice to come to you. So this is my situation. What I should do? I don't have any choice. I can't do anything. But I have one mean. I have one thing. Which through it, I can come to you. Because you like his face. You love them. Oh, you love him. I will come to you by them. Or through them. Oh my God, فَهَا أَنَا مُسْتَجِيرٌ بِكَرَمِ وَجْهِ. Oh my God. I'm seeking your mercy. مُتُوَسِّلٌ إِلَيْكَ. I do tawassul to you. مُتُقَرِّبٌ إِلَيْكَ. I would like to be close to you. I'm seeking closeness to you. But I spoil my face. I spoil my honor. I prevent myself from you. I avoided myself from you. How I seeking closeness to Allah? I have one thing. Which through it I can go to Allah. Although I have done a lot. What is that one? That one is Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Yes, I have done a lot. But I'm coming to you. I'm getting closeness to you. بِأَحَبِّ خَلْقِكِ. Which most loved people to you. Creation to you. وَأَكْرَمِهِمْ وَأَوْلَاهُمْ بِكِ. I will come through them to you. And I'm sure that never you reject me. Never you deny me. Never you prevent me. Because I realized and I understood I can't come to you by myself. But I'm coming to you. If you look at the Ziyarat al-Jami'a al-Kabira, in the beginning you start to praising on A'imma alayhim as-salam and mentioning the verses of A'imma alayhim as-salam, but in the end, last line, you say, Allahumma. Oh my God, if I knew the people better than them, then I was coming through those people. But I couldn't get any people better than them. So I'm coming to you through them. And I'm sure that never you reject me. Never you prevent me. Maybe you heard about this history. In history of Mubahala, when the Christian asked Prophet, and Prophet asked them to come to do Mubahala, they came. Prophet came with Lady Fatima, with Imam Ali, with Imam Hassan, with Imam Hussein. They wanted to do Mubahala. Mubahala means they wanted to seek Allah to send his azab to the liar people. The Christian refused to come. Some of their friends asked him, why? You are not going. He said, I swear by God. I'm watching the faces. If they send, they turn their face towards Allah and they ask Allah to bring down the sky, Allah will do it. If they ask anything, Allah will give to them. Who are these people? Which the Christian realized this situation. These people, Hassan and Hussein, and Ali and Fatima, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So, we say in the end, Allahumma, لَقَدْ حَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I have come running towards you. وَقَفْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ. I'm standing before you. I spoiled my face. I don't have any thing, any honor to come to you. Because I have disobeyed you. I have done a lot to myself, which I can't come to you. But I'm full of hope because I have some people. which through them I can come to you. Inshallah, all of us through A'imma alayhimu salam will go to our Allah tabarik wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi. Sheikh, we looked at that Qur'an is actually a private conversation between Abd and Allah. And what is the purpose in month of Ramadan we then recite Qur'an of Mawliyah Islam? Is there any sort of hidden purpose of reciting in public like this?
Yes. The month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, we are guests of Allah. So we get this opportunity to be close to Allah, because we are guests of Him. We are in His house, a special time, a special space. So we do munajat to Him, especially in Ramadan. But why we are doing munajat in the public place? With the people. Because if I want to do myself, maybe I will not do. So this is forced for me to come to the mosque, to Masjid, Imam Bara, Husayniya, to do it. Otherwise, if I can do lonely, this is better. This is one hand. In another hand, do you know, some of our dua is sha'a'ir, signs of Allah. And we must respect the signs of Allah. For instance, salawat is sign sha'a'ir. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. We must respect the signs of Allah. One sign of Allah is salawat. Yes, we can recite salawat. But the best type of salawat is loudly salawat. To be sign of Allah, and from bottom of our heart we say we love Prophet. Because of that we love our correct our voice. And we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad.
Sheikh, you mentioned about our biggest enemy is our health. We have any tools to combat health?
Yes, it is actually, we have nafs. What is this nafs? And we have ruh. We have nafs and we have ruh. What is the meaning of nafs and what is the meaning of ruh? It needs a lot of discussion. But nafs has a lot of stages. In some stage, nafs is good. We have nafsul ammara, we have nafsul mutma'inna. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. Irji'i ila nafsik. Whatever we do, good or bad, the root of it is nafs. So this nafs has various and different stages and levels. Some level and some aspect of our nafs is good. And the best aspect of our nafs is nafsul mutma'inna. So one aspect of our nafs, al-nafsul lawama, nafs which believe us. Why you did so? Why you did so? Why you did so? One aspect of nafs is nafsul ammara. Inna nafsala ammaratun bisu. Nafs orders us towards badness. To bad. This aspect of nafs is bad, which is our enemy. But there is no two nafs or three nafs. It has different aspects. Otherwise, we don't have two nafs. And what is the difference between nafs and ruh? Means, inshallah.
Could you give us some Riyadh to help us against
Muslim Allah? Actually, I think if you have something and you can get anybody to ask us what we should do, let me know also. unfortunately, as I told you, I am under control of my nafsul ammar. Whatever he wants to do to me, he will do it. I'm like dead body, under his control. He tells me whatever he wants. But the best thing, we should go to Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam. We ask him, help us. Otherwise, there is no. Look at this verse of Holy Quran. فَبْعِزَّتِكَ This how shaitan swears by God. Never I swear like this. And maybe also never you swear like this. But shaitan, he swears by God. فَبْعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْبِيَنَّهُمْ He's insisting, indeedly, surely. I will put all of them in wrong way. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ But except المخلصين, purified people. Now at the moment in our age, the purified man is al-Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salatu wa salam. Because shaitan doesn't have any doubt to him. Although he wants to get doubt towards Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam, but he can't. Imam al-Hujjah is safe. He can't come to him. So we should go under his veil. We should go under his umbrella. So never his fire, his shouting, his arrow comes to us. Because we'll go to the box safe of Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam. One title of Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam, Al-Kahf al-Hasin. Isn't it? In dua. وغياث المضطر المستكين الكهف What is the meaning of كهف? Cave حسين Save الإمام الحجة Save cave Isn't it? So the people of cave Did you have the film of it? Isn't it? When they enter the cave They saved. Nothing happened to them, isn't it? But that cave was only cave, simple cave. But Al-Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam is saved cave, according to dua, according to riwayah, is saved cave. Al-Kahf al-Hashim. So if you want to be saved from enemy, from everything, you must go to be saved, to be under his ceiling under his umbrella. So inshallah you will be saved and all of us will be saved.
Assalamu alaikum. I was watching the Islam channel yesterday and they started talking about intercession that in the days of Jahiliya people used to take these items like Zah and Manah as intercessors for the creed towards Allah. So insinuating that we Shias, not in so many words, but insinuating that we are doing likewise with the Ahlul Bayt. Yeah. I know in the Quran, as we've discussed in some other classes, that intercession with Allah's permission is allowed. But how do we get through this message to the people who are propagating that we are like doing the Da or what we're doing wrong, what the Jahil people?
Yes, you are right. This is a good question. Thank you very much. Actually, the Sunni people are saying we are kafir, unbeliever. Why? Because we are seeking help from Imam Zaman alayhi salam, from Prophet, from Imam Ali alayhi salam, from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Isn't it? So, this is like the age of Jahiliyyah, time of Jahiliyyah, which the people, unbelievers, were seeking help from Lot and Uzza, from idol. Yes, this is their question. But they don't know the difference between us and them. They were, in time of Jahiliyyah, they were seeking help and everything from Lot and Uzza, from idol, independently. They were thinking that they are helping them. They are giving them. They are rewarding them. They are punishing them. But we say, if I ask Imam Ali alayhi salam, is not he is doing independently. He's given me by permission of Allah, by will of Allah. And never ask him to give me something. But if I ask Imam Ali alayhi salam, because he is very close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I will ask him. If other man was more closer than Imam Ali to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I was asking that person. And because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make them as a kana, I don't know if it's correct now, as a, I don't know, way, path to them. Even in your prayer, your salat, when you seek guidance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what you say? اِهْدَنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. You don't say, oh my God, اِهْدَنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide me towards the right path, isn't it? This, you don't stop here, but you continue. Which sirat? Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. I getting guidance towards you through the path of those people you blessed on them. You bestowed your blessing, your mercy on them. This means you can't go towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala directly. You have certain path. This path is the path of Alladhina an'amta alayhim. And we have one riwayah from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. He said in Furu'ul Kafi. He said in during the Bani Israel, a man was demanding Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Musa alayhi salam went to Allah and he saw him, he's demanding Allah, he's requesting Allah, he's asking Allah, and he do dua. He's seeking something. He came and he saw him at the same situation. After some time, some months, Musa alayhi salam also went to Allah and he saw him in his way. The same situation. He's crying and he's asking something from Allah. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, oh my God, why you don't give him? He said, because he's coming to me without the way which I put it, which I make for him. He's coming, he must come to me towards you. Otherwise, if I give him power up to day of judgment, up to day of Qiyamah, and he's calling me, and he's crying, never I respond him. When Musa alayhi salam came back, he saw him, and he beat him. So, oh man, stand up. Look at Musa. Musa told him, please, you want to go towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala while you have doubt in his prophet? Never you get your request, what you wanted. So he said, oh my God, I'm seeking my request or asking you through your prophet. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala rewarded him and he gave him whatever he wanted. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, now this is the same situation. If you go towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without Prophet and his family, never you can reach, never you can get anything. Even in Holy Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqullah. O believer, ittaqullah. And وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. You should seek وَسِيلَة, means towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is the means? What do we have towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? The Sunni people, when they explain about this verse of Holy Quran, they say الْوَسِيلَة means towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our salah, is our fast. Yes, which salah? Do we have salat? Do we have fast? I don't know. We say Allahu Akbar, after some minutes, oh, we realize we say As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is our salah. Our fast also the same. But we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. By Imam Ali alayhi salam. Because he's a sample, a status of as-salat. A status of as-salat. A status of al-jihad and everything. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.